True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's start there with Mike Vrabel. Now that you have a game week under your belt, right? You prepared for a game, and now you've come out the other side of a game. I know you guys knew each other previously, but how do you feel like that working relationship is with your head coach, Mike Vrabel?
Great. Great. Vrabes is great to work for, and obviously a big reason why I was excited about this opportunity, and he's really good at what he does, and he's got a great vision for our team and does a great job of, you know, leading us and our group. And no, it's been awesome.
I wish Josh just waited two or three more seconds after, you know, after saying, you know, just before he said great.
Oh, I cut it, Ted. There was a few there was a longer pause than what you heard there.
It was like 45 seconds long originally.
Okay, do we add this to the list of questions I shouldn't have asked?
No, just ask him about the pause next time.
He doesn't sound convinced. Or he's not. Yeah, doesn't sound convincing, I should say.
We asked you about what you thought about Vrabes last week. You didn't sound very positive. Can you follow up on
that? He sounded positive. He said great. He said he's really good at what he does. He has a great vision for the football team. I heard a very good answer from a very good offensive coordinator.
Oh, that's because you're best friends.
We're not best friends.
Best friends. I forgot.
But it was a fair question, and I'm going to take his answer.
At face value.
Okay.
All right. That's you.
I remember when we were both that young and doing that. And, you know, it's fondly, I would say. Fond memories and good times.
Any embarrassing Andy stories before we hit the road?
None. I only have great memories of Andy Hart. He's a class guy and a good friend. So I'm happy for all your success, buddy.
I'm glad he ended on a lie.
I should cry. That's what Giardi said when he texted us and made Fitzy laugh.
He's
not
lying.
A lie.
Because he's lying.
Two best friends that anyone can have.
It's not okay. How come when all these callers call in and say, Ted, you're a legend. You're the greatest ever, Ted. Everybody just agrees.
Because he won three Super Bowls.
Josh McDaniels has won more than three.
And he's talking about you.
Exactly.
Who I work with
so the man
day, who I know you've
is
done
an expert.
And I know you've done something stupid around
it's
Josh.
It's a visor because thing, guys. The visor guys, they stick together.
They're visor bros.
Speaking of clubs, the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. F is what you were saying if you bet with us last week, because we picked a lot of games. We did not pick a lot of games correctly. So we're talking about bounce back week for the Patriots and Dolphins. Dan Ball, take control. We need a bounce back week in our pick six.
Yes, we do. So we went 1-5 in our game picks.
Ouch.
2-4 in our Patriots picks. And it is time now, Stanley, for the pick six.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
Let's go indeed, Tom. We begin with our picks in the NFL, and then we'll make our picks for the New England Patriots, beginning with Andy Hart. What's your pick?
Okay, we know I like to go big games, but I actually like this game. I like this number. I like this bet. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are really good.
Yeah.
And I think the Kansas City Chiefs are trying to figure out who they are.
Wow.
It's at Arrowhead.
Yep.
So there is the concern there for me, but I think Jalen Hurts and company can go into Arrowhead. They are 1.5-point favorites at Arrowhead, the Eagles. I'll take the Eagles -1.5 at Kansas City.
Can the Chiefs start 0-2?
And they will, and I'm always right.
Gutsy.
Last week.
All right, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, your pick.
All right, last week they won by just barely covering the spread down in New Orleans against a lousy Saints team. This week they have their home opener, and I'll tell you, if you do a quick Google search, everyone is saying make sure you stream the D. That's right, Andy, I said it. Stream the nice. D of the Arizona Cardinals because they have rookie sensation at cornerback Will Johnson, the legend of Calais Campbell, Zaven Collins, old pal Mac Davis, and more. Plus, their offense is coming around, so give me the Cardinals in their home opener to cover 6.5 against the reeling Carolina Panthers.
They were the one victory for the afternoon's crew was the Cardinals at that same number against the Saints, so we'll double down with them. Ted Johnson, your pick.
Okay, so I got the – I think the Falcons-Vikings game is interesting. The Falcons are interesting because I'm a big Michael Penix fan, and in their in the opening game, even though they lost in week one, Penix went off, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he had 300 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions.
Big Penix.
Taking on the Vikings. taking on the Vikings. So we all know J.J. McCarthy brought him back to win their game in the home opener. I'm with the Falcons. I think the Falcons. I'm a big believer in Michael Penix. That was my guy all along last year, and so I want to see him do well. And I think they beat the Vikings. So the Vikings are given 3.5 points. So I'll take the Falcons and the points.
And I thought J.J. had it. Now, it is a loss this week.
Yeah, it might regress in week two. We'll certainly see that. Stanley Stiz Bruno, your pick.
I am now officially an Aaron Rodgers believer, boys. That's right. So the Steelers, they're hosting Seattle on Sunday, kickoff 1 o'clock. Steelers -3. I'm going with the Steelers, baby.
Wow.
Discount double check. Rodgers!
You share political values with him and everything, too. Vaccination beliefs.
Nope, let's move on. Let's move on.
Ayahuasca.
Our guy Brian, who's running the Twitch right now, has the Cowboys -4.5 against the New York football
That's
Giants.
A good one.
That is a good one indeed.
I thought the Cowboys looked good against the Eagles.
Yeah. It's surprisingly so after all the tumult of their offseason.
One small issue, Dan. Deron Bland, who's their best member of their secondary, I think he's a better corner than Diggs, is out for 4 weeks.
Yes.
Could that be an issue? Oh, the Giants suck.
No, because
never mind.
The Giants suck. They do have a good receiver, but he hates the Giants right now.
Yes, including their quarterback, who I don't know how long he's going to be their quarterback for. It's just a mess in New York once again. In my pick, I have the Rams -5.5 against the Tennessee Titans. Titans did not score a touchdown last week. They had 4 field goals. They were one of 7 teams who gave up more than 150 rushing yards. So Kyron Williams, big day. Rams -5.5. So once more, it's Eagles -1.5 for Andy Hart. Cardinals -6.5 for Fitzy. Falcons +3.5 for Ted Johnson. I have the Rams -5.5. Stiz has the Steelers -3. And Brian has the Cowboys -4.5. Our parlay odds +4472. $10 wins you $4.57. Those are our picks on the games. Andy Hart, your pick for Patriots and Dolphins.
Yeah, I alluded to, I said this yesterday, I was taking the Dolphins. I just think there's a lot of reasons to pick the Dolphins. The one reason not to is the players only meeting and they hate their coach and they don't really care anymore. And they're not. If I take them as professionals, Ted, and they're trying to win, I think the Dolphins bounce back here. They're at home. Tua is undefeated against the Patriots and Mike Vrabel. They have 2 receivers that are due for big games. You were giving up big gains in the passing game. There's just all these no Gonzalez defense, blah, blah, blah. Patriots lose 31-17 to Miami.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
31-17. Jeez.
Yep. 14 points if you're doing the math at home.
Do we ever figure out what's the opposite of the homer hunk?
It's my voice.
It's WEI Afternoons coming up after. Okay. Fitzy, your pick this week.
You can't spell Tagovailoa without an L, which is exactly what the Pats are going to go down to their House of Horrors in Miami Gardens at J-Lo, Jimmy Buffett, Hard Rock Stadium, and hang on him. Look, it's going to be a hard-fought game. I don't think the Pats roll by any stretch of the imagination, but they have the better team. Miami is an absolute tire fire at this point. Borregales makes all of his field goals this week. Give me Patriots 23, Miami Dolphins 17. It's not a get-right game, Andy and Ted. It's a get-better game.
All right. I couldn't spell Tagovailoa even if I tried, let alone with the L. Ted Johnson.
No way, man. All right. So you guys ever been to dog races before?
Nope.
Okay. Well, there's this thing. Okay. You go to, right, Fitzy, don't you bet on the dog that takes the big poop right before he races?
Absolutely, because he's lighter weight.
Okay. Boom. Same thing with this game. You always pick the team, playing the team that had the team meeting the week before the game. And so the Patriots are playing the Dolphins after they had the most worthless waste of time team meeting on Tuesday, the Miami Dolphins players did. And so that tells me that there is trouble down there. The guys are not on the same page. And you talk about their pros. I'm not so sure they are pros.
Oh,
Andy, down there. They look like they gave up in parts of that game against the Colts in week one.
Week one.
So if you cannot beat the Dolphins with where their head is at collectively, that team doesn't want to play for that coach. They are miserable down there. So the Patriots are winning this game, and they're going to score more than 25 points for the first time in like 2 years, right?
Wow, yeah.
So I got the Patriots 27-20.
Okay. Took the biggest poop. Stiz, your pick.
Well, if there's one thing you guys know about me, it's that I do not learn my lesson, and that is why I'm going 24-21 Patriots. I think that Miami is a dumpster fire.
Homer.
Maybe our team doesn't have their ish together just yet, but not as bad as Miami. 24-21, your New England Patriots.
So that is three Patriots picks out of four, but the remaining producers will even it out. Brian Frazoco has Dolphins 23, Patriots 20. I have Dolphins 28, Patriots 24. So we have three.
Split. We got a hung jury.
That's right, we do. We have three on the Dolphins, three on the Patriots, and those, Andy Hart, are our picks.
Real quick, to those of you that picked the Patriots, are you picking the Patriots to win the game, or are you picking the Dolphins to lose the game, to give you
both?
Yeah. I felt like that. The tone of that seemed to be...
I'm expecting the Dolphins to not play their best game.
Yeah, it sounds like that. Okay.
Or that.
I hope you're right, because I think that would be nice for Patriots Monday, for example, to talk to Drake May coming off a victory. Scores 20. Yeah. 27 points would be good. Feel better.
Yeah. Hey, absolutely. You know what was really awesome of the local media to do was to ask Tyreek Hill why it's been over a year since he hasn't had a 30-plus yard reception, Andy. And so now he was laughing today. And he's guaranteeing he's going to do it. So, Ted, do you put any stock in that kind of motivation or no?
Yeah, and we'll hear that audio you're referencing on the other side in Odds and Ends as WEEI Afternoons winds down here at Fenway Park in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, where we're brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Odds and Ends up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.